Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
Welcome to the 11th episode of the TikTok Radio Shop. I believe this is the 11th, right?
Yep, and that's my favorite number.
11 is everybody's favorite number.
Not mine.
No.
Mine's 3.
Lindsay Stranigan, welcome.
Thanks. Welcome.
Welcome to...
Welcome to you as well.
Welcome.
Dave, it's good to have you here today.
It's good to be here.
Every day.
Yes, yes, yes. This is...
And it's good for me to be here.
This is the very... I've said this before, but it's these moments. This is the very definition of fabulous radio right here.
Yeah.
True that.
We've got an amazing turnout today. A
we
lot
do.
Of
Is
a
everyone
lot of
able
familiar
to hear? Can
faces?
You guys hear us in the back? Can...
We've got Nolte.
I thought I saw someone back.
I know. I can't.
Over there.
Back over there. Can you even see me? I'm waving, raising my
oh,
hand.
Oh, there he is. Look, guys. Look,
that's just
right
the
there.
Mirror. You just
what?
Waved at yourself in the mirror.
Oh. Well, I got a new haircut. I don't look the same. I'm just confused.
That is. I thought that was gonna. So, I want to say last night. Well, first, I want to say.
We have some guests.
Yes,
today.
We do. Some
very special guests.
We have very handsome guests, actually. I'm very impressed.
It's kind of intimidating.
I
know. It is a bit intimidating.
I mean, thankfully I'm handsome, so I'm not too intimidated. But he does have beautiful hair. I don't
right.
know.
But it's Brian Free and Graham, I don't know your last name.
Ankless.
Are going to be playing...
I told you.
You did.
I was like, it's something like Ankless.
You did.
I was right on.
It sounds like Ankless.
It's something... something like Ankless was not solid enough for me to just trust that alone.
Right.
So
okay.
You should learn to trust me.
Yes. And so we're gonna be hearing from them in a little bit. But first, I want to say that we... Or can we talk a little bit about the fight?
I think
last
we need
night?
To. We need to debrief.
We
you know,
need to debrief.
It was a tough deal.
We were at some place up in Northeast, and we were with Deborah, who's the bassist in the band Kiki.
It's one of my favorite girl bands right now.
I mean, absolutely my favorite girl band. We went and saw Deborah. You're here right now. Can you say hi? She waves.
She waves.
She had a mouthful.
I mean, this microphone picks up a lot, though.
It does.
It'll hear that.
It can pick up
the wave.
That sound. And so we were all up at the By and By, up in northeast Portland.
Yeah, Alberta.
And we're having a great time. We're talking. And we're smoking. And we're drinking. And it's cool. And Deborah gets a text, and she looks up at us. It stops mid conversation and goes, "If you guys want to come now," Deborah rode here. Rode to the place with us. Says, if you guys want to come with us, or come with me, you can, but I'm leaving right now to go to the Tube, which is in downtown Portland. And we're like, well, how are you going to go? Are you going to walk if I have to? It didn't matter. She was just leaving us at that point and going to the Tube, because evidently that
it's the
was
hip place to be.
Place
yeah,
to
it's
be.
Where,
it
especially when
place
you're in
be.
A girl band.
Right.
You want to be at the Tube.
You do. And if you're a guy, because of the girl bands at the Tube, you want to be there too. So Aaron and I, and who else were we?
Josh.
Josh immediately recognized the, what's the word I'm looking for? Urgency to get down there.
Yeah.
Fell
we
right
didn't even hesitate. We
all
downed
through.
Our drinks fast.
Josh had
There's
like a...
No-
a had a keg, I mean, it was a big jar of, like...
It was a massive peach
tea.
Jar
yeah.
of Long Island iced tea of some sort.
And he, like, had it three-fourths of it still there. We're all right, we're leaving, and it was gone. He just downed it, and we left, got down to the Tube, kind of because you said it's sort of, you know, we can go down there kind of chill, and there's a little bit of dancing tables. And stuff.
And the drummer in her band's cute, and I was
right.
hoping
well,
to get to
yeah.
talk to her a little.
Yeah, the whole band is quite
stunning,
quite visually
stimulating.
Yeah,
sure.
And Martha, the lead singer's voice, is just I love. I really like your guys' band, and so like I'm a big supporter of it.
But the fight at the Tube.
The fight at the Tube. Aaron, can you help me out a little bit on the?
I mean. Well, so we were all standing at the Tube, in it's kind of shaped like a tube. So we were near the rear of the Tube with the band Kiki, and we were standing, dancing around, drinking vodka cranberries, etc.
A lot of vodka cranberries.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing. We pounded a long time last night.
Yeah.
But
hey, kids, do not try this at home.
No, don't try it at home. But try it at the tube.
And, well, I mean, yeah, so we're standing, minding our own business, and then...
And it's packed. It's like shoulder to shoulder. I mean, there's just people, like...
With hipsters.
I mean, my insecurities were just at top level last night. Because, I mean, everyone's in there is good looking, and because you're hipsters, if you're not good looking, you're still cooler than everyone else. So,
it works out really well.
I know.
We'll talk about that.
Can we actually edit that out?
Every time you say
hey, there's your homegirl from upstairs. We need to get him.
But, and so yeah, so we're just with all these police keys.
Well, yeah, I mean, and then all of a sudden, I mean, it was not just a crash, but the whole table flips. I mean, there's guys rolling around on the ground.
It was out of nowhere. I mean, it was rad music. We were loving it. Like, you know, it was just a good, solid, fun time.
And then someone flips
tables.
Over a table?
Yeah, he just tackled him into the table.
I mean,
essentially.
It, yeah, and people just...
And drinks went up in the air. It was rad.
Yeah,
it was like a movie.
Scattered.
Yeah.
And there were just these two dudes rolling around like...
Were they hipsters?
They weren't.
One of them, the
one
small
had...
one was. There was a small guy and a big guy.
The bigger
guy
gets
up and he's all, dude, he's all, that guy was fucking talking to my girlfriend. And he left. And this huge guy gets up, face just bloody. And he's all, what the fuck?
Yeah, he was like almost crying.
Oh my gosh.
And he was
a
big guy, like probably 6'1", probably 230.
Got his ass.
Whipped by a guy my size. And I'm 5'1".
Yeah. And a
And I weigh 7 pounds. But, yeah, I mean, it was a bad deal. That was a fight at the tube. And then instantly they got him out of there, the music came back on, and everyone started dancing, like, without missing a beat. It's good to see. We need more bar fights.
I really miss a good old-fashioned...
And you expect them at a place like...
The
out of Gresham.
Yeah, you expect them
You don't expect it at the tube.
No. From a bunch of scenesters.
Exactly.
No.
It's good to know they've got a little fight in them.
Yes.
There you go.
Hey, dude, they've got a lot more than a little fight. So we mentioned Kiki, and Kiki is playing... You guys have a show coming up. I keep getting you. I wait till you take a big bite, and then I'm all, Deborah?
Yeah.
When is your show, and where?
It's on June 28th at the Town Lounge.
June 28th
at the Town
Lounge.
And you guys are just going to be playing all day?
We're going to play.
What time should people specifically show up to see you?
Probably around 9.
9 o'clock? Okay. Do you guys have a MySpace?
Yes, we have. It's myspace.com/KikiBand.
Myspace.com/KikiBand.
K-I-K-I.
B-A-N-D.
Is that how it's spelled these days?
I just wanted to be on there.
We have next on our agenda here. Not that we have an agenda. Not that we're trying to push forward any beliefs.
I do. I have
you
a few
do.
Agendas.
Right. I have written down music and movies. Are there any...
We like music and movies.
We do like music and movies.
Both.
That was an easy topic we just covered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so next.
Yeah, moving on.
I just want to say that I listened to the Coldplay album, and I have grown to...
Viva La Vida.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And I personally liked it until...
Until I ruined it for you.
Just by saying, no, these people live here, they trash everything. It didn't matter. Like,
right.
I heard what you...
I was...
And now
I was schooling Dave in the ways of Pitchfork.
He's
maybe a better person for not reading Pitchfork.
Do you guys know Pitchfork?
Yeah.
They trustworthy... I'm asking the band member. They trustworthy reviewing...
Well,
I mean,
if you don't like
they're
Coldplay.
Assholes. Yeah.
Sure.
Did they trash Coldplay?
Yeah. It did.
That's kind of understandable.
It
right.
Is.
We don't expect them.
They
basically,
they're not objective.
They're objective.
They're objective, but
they have a higher bar.
Their
they
music,
like
their,
more
their
underground.
Music's
not
higher
right.
bar than.
They have
well,
music
whatever.
Snobs. A music
yeah.
snob would turn. Wouldn't
right.
give a shit about Coldplay.
They loved them 7 years ago.
Probably. They
yeah,
probably
they
liked
loved
them for some.
When Parachutes came out, they probably
right.
liked that.
Here's
but.
The deal. And they support some things that get larger. They will keep on. But with a band like Coldplay, they don't like overarching kind of, you know, bland pop, which is what I personally
enjoy.
See Coldplay as a little bit.
Right.
And I like the new album. Sounds fine. It's nice, like background noise, but I don't love it. It's not anything mind-blowing. It's just fine. But Pitchfork, like the way they described it, I think is what I told you as, is they were saying that it was like they got so much criticism on their last album, and they were like voted like the best band to fall asleep to. It's kind of like
which you would think is almost
face.
A good thing, because I like a band to fall asleep
right.
to.
But
that's
like
you're actually
at
a concert,
right.
though.
But not
right.
when you're a rock band,
no.
which is what they're going
oh,
for.
God, no.
And so, in any case, they got voted that, you know, we're kind
which
of a little bit...
Viva La Vida.
X and Y
was just a pirate waste.
Right.
I think X
terrible.
And Y was more lively than the new album
no
myself.
No.
That's all.
No.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Just saying.
Do we want to keep talking about Coldplay?
No.
Well, I mean, basically what they said was in reaction to that, Coldplay tried to like, they basically took the things and make them sound like, hey, look, this is us being like experimental and just took, but the formulas of things are like, this makes us sound different and... bit off Bono, I think is what they were saying.
Sure, and you can
oh,
hear that.
He's an experimental guru.
So we got that.
We have that. I would like to say just on a different, that was music. Is there any music that we should pay attention to?
Well,
Lindsay, you guys are
kind
of...
Coldplay
everyone.
Pretty much covers it.
Right.
That's music for me.
Is there any, let's take a breath of fresh air. What else? What's
everyone it? Should listen to the new Spiritualized record. It's phenomenal.
Spiritualized?
Spiritualized is the name of the band. It's came out with a record called Songs in A&E.
I haven't
heard much Spiritualized.
No?
They're phenomenal.
They're amazing.
You are a big fan?
But I haven't heard the new album.
Brian Free is a big fan.
Of Spiritualized.
What do you guys listen to, Brian? Like, what have you been kind of geeking out on lately?
Well, you know, the typical songwriter things. I like Ron Sexsmith a lot, you know. Man, what have I listened to lately? Yeah, I'm kind of a sucker for some good pop sometimes, you know. Listen to the new Phantom Planet album, and I really
yeah.
liked it.
If you have good cheekbones.
Phantom
yeah,
Planet?
I enjoy them. Schwartzy was in the band back
Schwartzy
in the day.
Schwartzy was in the band.
He's
you have a little run-in with
Coconut
him.
Coconut Record
right?
thing now.
Coconut
yeah.
Records, it's, that's a good
I've
little
heard a
record.
Couple of those songs.
A little West Coast jam?
Yeah.
Do.
Well, it's the same
thing. Do. Yeah,
it's still good.
That's really good.
Song.
Yeah.
What about you? What have you been?
All sorts of weird stuff. It all depends. I like music to fall asleep.
What was the last album? And we're talking with Graham.
Anklis.
Graham Anklis. What was the last album that you got that just knocked you back?
Well, there's always a couple. I've actually been more into older music recently, but one record that I've really, really enjoyed was the Odyssey and Oracle by the Zombies.
Ooh.
It was like a posthumous release after they were done as a band, and it was like it's got a couple like radio singles everyone would recognize, but it's a pretty great album.
I listen
here.
To that band on the plane all the way.
Yeah, they're a great. That's a great record. That one of those other awesome records that happened to get lost behind
mm-hmm.
the title that was the Beatles.
Yeah,
all those really great bands that just didn't quite make.
Who was the one that the other Liverpool band? There was another Liverpool band that was really good. Black.
Bad Company.
Bad Company.
I guess Bad Company is a good example too. Yeah,
they came
yeah,
right
yeah.
out of the right
yeah.
at that same
time. Bad Religion.
They were more in the late 80s, early 90s.
Badfinger.
Well, good. Yeah, so we
That's,
know.
Oh,
some
I do.
Good
I
bands.
Do. I do want to say this movies wise, and then we can actually kind of go on and then let you guys play a little bit if that's
Stop.
Good.
Yeah, that's where
right.
we're
We've
all
been
here.
Talking a lot
I just want to say this. I want to hear myself say this one last thing, and that is, I'm gonna throw out my prophecy that, and I'm saying this
oh,
blindly, having not seen
it's,
the movie.
Yeah.
Best supporting actor for this year will be Heath Ledger.
I agree.
I don't question
it
for a second.
I've not seen it yet. I've seen
and
the previews.
For
what's
all
happen?
The different Heath Ledger's playing the Joker.
No, I don't think so.
Post-mortem.
People have won after they died.
Oh, post, yeah.
Yeah.
Post.
Hollywood
posthumously.
Likes that
posthumously.
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 I'm sure he must be. He plays a young Joker, no?
Yeah, but everybody's talking about how it's like one of the best performances.
Just seeing him in the previews like gives me the... like.
He's also
it
in
looks
another
so
new movie coming out.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
anyways.
It does. Okay.
So, maybe we should get to some music. Please. Maybe we should, our guests should do what they came to do.
Hey, do the mouth thing.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding. Thank you, Peter Brady. All
right. I don't know what that means.
And now?
It's a big
and now
episode.
We
Brian
have
Free.
Brian Free. Please, Graham. All right.
Graham.
All right. Oh, good. Down. I was afraid I'd have to sing to the back of this.
No, no.
Do you
want to
get jingly?
Jingly?
It's time to get jingly.
Yeah, this is actually a song by Coldplay.
We're covering it.
Relevant
history to making it our generation.
And Bob is your true source of light.
Watch out for lightning, man. God will strike you for disinformation.
It's kind of about fighting in general. We're a pretty aggro band.
Yeah, we like fight. Bar fight. We were actually those guys.
Pretty hip.
That was us.
Yeah. Right.
On our fixed gear bikes.
Ready, Grammy?
Yeah.
Okay. We have several songs in that key. Just
yeah.
Okay, we're getting caught. One, two, three, four.
Shaking my head.
Okay, this one's a little more more mellow and laid back, and it involves Dr. Rhythm.
Yeah, he's got a PhD in rhythm. He's got it right here. Boss Dr. Rhythm.
What does he have to say?
He's highly educated.
That's
what I mean. Yeah.
Key of A flat, Doctor.
Come on, Doctor. Write me a prescription for rock.
Oh, Graham. You're out.
Alright, you're on your own, man. No baseball.
Okay.
I was making out with myself. I want to tell a funny, or to me it's a funny little thing. Lindsay and I were at Fred Meyer about a month and a half ago, and we ran into Graham, and you were with your wife, Christian. And we were talking to you a little bit about the podcast and what we do, and would you be interested in coming on? And you said, yeah, I am. I'm just, you know, always a little bit apprehensive, you know, because a lot of times, like, these podcasts, you know, that people talking and they do, and they go up, and it turns out to be just, like, eight people in a living room.
For the record,
I counted, I believe, nine people here.
Yeah, but I'm allowed to smoke inside.
See,
we got the difference. Like, I don't care if it's eight.
Turn the page for them on podcast.
I sound like a jerk, man.
No.
Plus, there's 100 people. I mean, you just want to smoke inside.
But yeah, no, we really appreciate you guys coming on, and we love doing this, and so it's, we thank you very much. We've got a special guest, someone that we're going to interview, today, a man by the name of Dr. Arthur Montarbo. Dr. Arthur Montarbo.
Does he know Dr. Rhythm?
Dr. Rhythm, by the way, he nailed it down in that last song.
Yeah, he's
good.
Yeah,
that,
I mean,
to compliment,
he wrote his thesis great.
I'm sure he did.
I like
that. I just almost spit beer everywhere.
That's
thesis in Groot. It got me.
That's going to be the next record.
That's
Thesis
wow.
In
Groot. Just use that machine.
He's from
for
Northern California, actually. I believe he's from Modoc County. Or Siskiyou County.
I don't know where that is. I just know where a couple of
Hey, what about Dr. Montarbo?
Dr. Arthur Montarbo, it seems. And I've talked to him briefly, and our producers kind of explained to me a little bit about it. So I'm going to kind of explain it the best I can. He's going to come out and give us a little bit more detail, but it is a machine that he has invented that can actually extract life from a human being, a life from their lifespan, and then put it into the lifespan of another human being. And
that's unbelievable, I'm skeptical at best.
Aaron, would you mind going and getting Dr. Arthur Montarbo?
Yeah, let me run.
He's over in the green room.
Okay, so Aaron's going to grab
getting
Doctor. Okay, it looks like Aaron. Oh, here comes. Okay, here he is. Welcome to the TikTok Radio Shop, Dr. Arthur Montarbo.
Yes, Dr. Montarbo, we thank you for coming on our show.
No. Thank you guys for having me on the show. I didn't expect everything to be, you know, so high tech.
Well, we do all the money that we make in the show goes back into the production, so it's something we appreciate you noticing.
I didn't. I thought you were a nonprofit.
Well, no, we are a nonprofit, but we make a little bit on the side. We're a little profit.
I don't understand. Thank you.
We're stumbling quickly into debt. Now, Doc, if I could ask you just a quick question.
Please, I don't like to be called Doc. I hate Doc.
You don't like to be... Did you say you don't like to
no,
be...
No, Doc. I hate being called Doc.
Okay, but why would that...
Why do you care? Just don't call me Doc. I am Dr. Arthur Montarbo.
You don't call him Doc. No, Doc. That's fine. That's,
yeah.
It's a little
you
weird.
You got it. I mean, you're a beautiful, beautiful lady, but don't call me Doc. Please.
Dr. Montarbo, can I ask what... Can you tell us a little bit about this machine that you have invented?
I can. I will.
Please
I'll tell
do.
You now.
Do
it
so.
Is,
we would love
you
to hear about
nothing
it.
Nothing
yeah.
more than to hear
Please.
You
okay, okay.
launch in.
I will. I'm going. It's the chrononucleosisizer.
The what?
A chrononucleosisizer.
The chrononucleosisizer?
Yes, thank you. It takes a minute of your life and then extracts it and shrinks it down. Condensing it and through a process of freeze-drying, it is able to store you up for several months.
Okay, wait.
So
please continue.
I will.
Sorry.
Let's say a man is dying on the operating table.
Huh.
He has less than 1 minute to live. But the procedure to save him takes at least 45 minutes. Do you understand?
I understand, yeah.
yeah, right, you understand. Anyways, I've been studying this for 39 years. I still don't understand.
Are
you
where did you say you were from? I'm detecting several different
Persian,
variations of accent.
Lithuania.
I heard the little south of the border a second ago.
Yeah,
but,
Cleveland.
Quite
he's
cosmopolitan.
Lived, yeah, right,
if,
he's
yeah.
lived a lot of places.
Feel
I'm
so
a man of the people,
right.
if you will.
Right, right, we do.
Right.
So this chrononucleosisizer, if I just can make sure I'm understanding what you're saying.
Sound girl just left. But
the chrononucleosisizer, you call it, could actually take, let's say, I'm dying,
okay,
and I'm going to be dead. Well, let me see if I can explain this. I'm going to be dead in 5 minutes. I'm on the operating table. The procedure is going to take an hour. They could take an hour from you, put it onto my lifespan, give me that extra hour, do the operation. My life is saved. I give you back the hour.
Precisely.
That is unbelievable. This is real. This
like,
this
I
is,
don't believe it.
No,
that's
I don't
how
no. think this
is
actually
it is.
Happening.
It's so possible.
You're telling us this is possible.
I'm not only saying it, it's really easy. In fact, I'm almost embarrassed that humans haven't discovered this sooner.
Huh.
We're also working on a method of live cell multiplying that could turn 5 minutes of your life into an hour and a day into 100 years.
You're kidding me. Now you're Irish.
I
amazing.
I kid you not.
No, I believe you. So it can. So I mean,
oh,
I could put a year into this machine and then come back out and it's 50 years and I live to be 100, 200.
Essentially,
okay.
This is.
But here's what I would like to know personally. I want to know how.
Yeah, because you explained the first one.
I get how you can extract
and but how does this? How can you multiply?
I understand you wanting to know, but it's top secret.
Okay, but we're Lindsay, Dave,
and
we're
Aaron's
on
around
TikTok,
somewhere. Do you,
Doc.
This is the TikTok radio shop, Doc.
Ever touch me. Still, though, with the Doc, I am no Doc. I am Dr. Montarbo.
Okay, fine.
Arthur Montarbo.
No, that's fine. Do you have a name for your company?
You know, I haven't thought of a name yet, but I am working on it back at the lab.
You really ought to. As a person with
a
degree in
marketing,
name is a
good idea.
I would say that a name says it all.
It does
probably,
says
yeah.
a lot of things.
You know, it's. I will come up with it.
I just did.
You
I got
did.
It. I got
that,
it. I got
Dave
it.
Has
I have
a name
an idea for you.
Okay. What do you think?
Dr. Arthur Montarbo, his company is TimeStar.
I hate it.
Ooh.
TimeStar.
Yeah.
Time Magazine, information. It's relevant, political,
it's current,
smart,
people
current.
Love it.
People
I
love it.
It.
People love Time. Star Jones. A little nod to
Star Jones.
She's a classy lady. She shines bright.
The
like the
View. She gets
it's
fired
just
from
pop,
the View.
It's pop culture.
Yeah.
It says, hey, I know what's
yeah.
going on, but I'm also smart.
I consider
you know?
It.
Yeah.
I right. think about
well,
it.
Time Star.
Seriously, come on now. What do you think, Doc?
I am not Doc.
Hey.
We're doing this in
wow.
a wind tunnel, so it is.
I don't. I apologize for it. I didn't realize
fine,
how angry being called Doc really made me.
It's understandable. I mean, imagine if she was. Or
if she was
if
monkey
was,
fart.
If, yeah, if I. If, you know, if. That, or,
I'm imagining it and I don't
yeah.
like it.
No,
no,
not
I mean,
at all.
She wouldn't
not
like that one bit. That would be.
Hey,
scary.
You know, I must say, though, I look at my clock on my wrist and. I need to be heading out.
All right,
but,
Doc.
But right. I thank you so much, both of you.
No, really.
No, thank
stay.
You.
Longer.
You want me to stay? I
no,
stay.
No, I would
mean,
like
I,
you to leave.
Want
we
me
would
to
prefer
stay.
It if you got the hell out of here.
I,
no, and I don't
I mean
any offense.
No.
I would just rather that you were vanished.
No. Wait, I don't
no.
understand. Well, I have a bus to catch. I
okay,
have,
well, fair enough.
We
you
think
guys have probably
concert downtown.
Right.
Where's your concert?
Barbados Pond.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to see Kiki.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Thank you.
You know how to get there, right?
I do not. I think it's bus 75 to the 22.
It's like
know.
The 37 to the 56 to the .875. And then I think you gotta get off at the Lloyd Center.
Yeah, you transfer the .875 at the Lloyd Center. And then you take the max.
That's right, the max from Lloyd.
And the max will just
yeah.
take you actually directly to
it'll take you to
door.
Barbados.
Okay,
yeah.
see you guys
so,
later. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, goodbye. And that was the door closing. And Dr. Montarvo is
Ooh.
Gone. Wow,
yeah.
that was, he was...
Hey-o.
There you have it, Dr. Montarbo, the inventor of the chrononucleosisizer. Everybody
say
it
with
it.
Me.
Chrononucleosisizer.
I can't even say it.
That can supposedly add and
Hey guys,
subtract.
I'm back.
Well, oh,
hey, Aaron.
Did you where?
I
did
was,
you see that?
Well,
did
I
you,
went to go get Dr. Montarvo, and I couldn't
he,
find.
He was
him.
Here. He left.
I went
to go. That was
well. Was it a good wow. interview?
It was. I didn't really get. Did you understand anything he said?
I had no.
I was
idea
a bit lost.
What
I
he
was
saying.
A bit. It was kind of chaotic.
Like
a lot
kind
of
like various accents.
Various, yeah, various
and
accents.
Concepts that were just.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was a bit out of my realm of thinking. But yeah,
something about Time Magazine and Star Jones.
A life has been spared. I heard him say. Yeah. I think he said that. I don't know if he did.
Good. I
anyway,
mean, that's what
script.
Matters. That's what matters.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's we're gonna have a little bit more music, I believe. Is that correct?
Ding ding ding.
Well, I think actually.
Oh, we're not. No,
no,
I have. We're gonna do a little thing. This 20
calls for audience participation.
Calls for audience participation. It goes, win me. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, I'll do
that was
it.
So weird because it would not
that
actually talk
like
when
you.
We were rehearsing this.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We tried.
This
earlier.
20 is going home with someone in this audience.
What do you have to do to earn it?
You have to answer trivia questions.
Can we be audience? Are we?
Can I do it?
Yeah,
this
you're the
20
audience.
Can
that's
is
it,
going
that's
home with someone, and the only people that it's not going to go home with are Aaron and I. Well, really, the only person's. Yeah. So we've got a little
why
bit of trivia, and I have a trivia.
I because I'm so smart, and it's just not fair.
This is actually you actually wrote.
So wait,
this
what are the
book.
Conditions though, people?
The conditions are, and I'm just gonna make sure I've got it here. The conditions are, it's like three flies up. But it's the first person to win, answer five questions.
He has trivia questions.
So wait, what about me? You can't even see me if I stick my hand up.
Well, we'll
I
be
can
the
see
judges.
You.
We'll
I'll watch.
Them.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, the first three or the first five?
Three flies up.
Three flies up?
Yeah.
Three. The first person to answer three questions correctly. Is it a hand
I mean,
going
this
up?
Could take like three
it's,
and a half hours.
It's you say your name. You yell your name if you know the answer to the question.
You yell
okay.
your name.
That's good. We'll be the judge.
Okay.
We're going for total anonymity on the show. I mean, there's no last name, so people won't be able to figure
right,
out
right.
that you
don't
were actually
you
here.
Yeah, because it's an exclusive invite-only show.
Okay, well, let's see here. I have... This is...
Dave's very
what
prepared.
Is that trivia?
He's very prepared.
Look, okay.
We did a good job rehearsing.
What's that?
Nothing.
Can we... it's going to be dead for a second if I don't find my... Can we stop
for...
I would love it. I'll be... Give me 1 second. This... Tell me when. Ding, ding, ding.
The
ding.
Copper top.
The right. Duracell.
It's our new...
Why buy
sorry,
a mattress
that.
Anywhere else? Ding. as I promised earlier, someone is going to leave with a $20 bill and
it's
go.
$20 bill, and it is talking to us.
Right, it is.
Okay,
it was.
Did you
to
find
Sally.
I found no trivia, which is to make a wild understatement disturbing to my soul.
What?
I would have preferred finding the trivia book that I was looking for as I frantically searched everywhere I might have been, and I'm bothered that I can't
but
find it.
But you maintained yourself well. I'm not.
Is
proud
it in
of you.
Car,
it's probably in my car.
In one of your cars.
I probably got mad about something else I couldn't find and tore it up and threw it out. I don't like losing things, and I tend to do that. So, as promised, I have a $20 bill in my hand that it's going to go to someone else's hand. And I have a number written down on this Fred Meyer receipt.
Oh, wow. This is the easiest game ever.
Yeah. It's between 1 and 1,000. Whoever gets the closest gets the $20.
Is this Price is Right style
yeah,
where
exactly.
if you go over the number you're disqualified, or is this who's ever
who's
closest?
Who's gonna remember?
I always like who has ever closest.
Okay.
Because it's who gets the closest to the number.
Right.
Numbers.
Because if your
are,
number
are
was
arbitrary.
Say 642 and I get 643, it'd be lame to disqualify me for going
right.
one over.
Right.
Was that the number?
You're disqualified for cheating by trying to guess if that was it to look into my eyes to see if I'd react. You're out. Okay, you can be back in.
Thank you.
So, I'm going to read the number before you guys guess. I don't want to do it. So picking a number between 1 and 1,000,
the number is...
whoever gets closest to the number wins the 20. Everybody is eligible. Linda, start with you.
111.
111. Aaron, are you writing these down? You got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
823
from Leslie. Leslie upstairs.
That's her last name?
75 from Jeremy. Jeremy, next door.
Got that. Got it. What's Jeremy's girlfriend's name, please?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. I had down Jeremy girlfriend.
Assuming, of course, that you guys are romantically involved.
I know.
So we
this
really
is a girl
that
everybody here.
And we're not editing that out.
742. 742.
Jeremy's girlfriend.
601. 601.
Jeremy's friend. Jeremy's friend.
Right, right, right.
Jeremy's boyfriend.
I had done
Weller. Down South Sally.
It was the name on one of the beer cans in the fridge.
You wrote Wellerson?
I didn't write it.
How about... what?
What are you doing there? Underwear. Just got dressed up over your head.
I'm good. Oh my god.
She has shorts on.
One in a thousand for Down South Sally.
Oh, how about 777.
777.
The Lord's number.
Yeah.
I'm Christian
Paul fan.
Grammy, want to leave us in a word of prayer? Deborah from Kiki.
15 from Deborah.
Which is also my route number at my work at Mason's and Laundry. Route 15.
That is really, really cool.
It's a good bus.
Why you fuck off? Lindsay Stranigan?
393.
Okay. No, it would have been nice if you were
close.
Even in the running.
Right.
I think I know your number. No way. 619.
Yeah.
619.
Don't put me in a box. Mr. Brian Free.
I'm gonna guess the number that Graham was guessing a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
The number 420.
Four twenty.
Does Dr. Rhythm get a?
Yeah, Dr. Rhythm gets.
What's Dr. Rhythm?
What's BPM? What's the BPM on the song?
I guess that.
That was his number.
Oh yeah.
What's his number?
He's right at 104.
104. Also, not even in.
Does Nolte get to guess?
Can Nolte guess? Nolte?
Nolte's the adorable little white. What kind of dog?
He's
a Maltese.
Age five.
Nolte. Son of a bitch.
I almost wanted to give him the 20. I wanted to somehow, because he's a box of. But.
Yeah, Nolte wins
at
everything.
The number was.
Let me see what we got there.
Well, let's see. We have the number. How should I do? Should I say the number first?
Yes.
I think you should.
The number is 913.
Oh,
913 is the number, and I believe Leslie, if I'm not
mistaken,
823
really?
Wins the
Yeah, he's a big winner.
I don't think it's
that
humanly possible to make that 20 sweatier.
Sweaty
20s. Okay, so now we're at
now we're at
you guys
want to
play
goodness.
A couple more songs?
Oh yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Something good.
Bong bong bong.
Alright, so those were, hold on, I have to start the tape. Those were newer songs. So this is a pretty old one, because we were trying to do the, you know, keep the Broadway, vaudeville sort of vibe, you know? So, yeah, you know, it's a little Slavic number. It also involves the tambourine apparatus. All right. Thank you.
Oh,
are short. We're gonna do this.
Kick ass, huh?
We got one sketch and one.
Oh man, that I was really.
Give me phone.
No, we're not gonna use it.
Oh yeah, ring, ring, ring.
Yep.
I'm gonna do a
lot of. We're
going. Ding, ding, ding. Hello, greetings, and welcome to TimeStar Customer Service. This call is not being recorded for training purposes. We respect your privacy and have finally evolved past those types of crazy phone call recording elementary antics. Someone will answer your call within 10 seconds. Today is Saturday, June 21st, 2108. The time is 3:22 p.m. Ring, 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 ring.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling TimeStar Customer Service. My name is Lindsay. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Am I speaking with Victoria?
Yeah.
Okay, Victoria, before we can continue, can I have you enter in your TimeStar account number for me? Okay, thank you. And I could just ask you to say your audio password for me now.
Grandma Irma.
Okay, good. Hey, I see you've got a birthday coming up in a few days. How old are you going to be?
I'm going to be 21.
Uh-oh, watch out for that one. Okay, Victoria, how can I be of service to you today?
Well, I want to check my balance.
Okay, let me do that for you. Let's see. Your balance is 48 years, 189 days, 5 hours, 31 minutes, and 45 seconds.
Okay, then I want to make a transfer, please.
Okay, sure, I can do that for you.
Okay, I want it to be 49 minutes from my standard lifetime account onto my time span card.
Absolutely. So, Victoria, you got any big birthday plans?
Yeah, a few of my old high school friends and I, we're flying up to BC.
Oh, well, that's...
I love it up there this time of year.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, it will be.
Well, it's always good to spend time with friends.
Yeah, it's the first time we've seen each other in 5 years.
Oh, yeah, really? Who'd have thought?
Right.
Okay, well, Victoria, 49 years have been transferred from your standard lifetime account onto your TimeSpan card. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling TimeStar, the future today.
Ding, ding, ding. So this is next little sketch is the conclusion to what you've just heard, if you just heard that.
And then when it gets edited,
it'll be exactly as it is.
Oh, it is, okay.
Right now.
That's
yeah.
What I was going to say,
yes.
Actually.
Were you starting?
What?
Now?
Oh, yeah. And I'm...
Right?
Yeah.
Just cut all that other shit.
Yeah.
Right. Spacey's so real. All
right. Hey, are you home?
Yeah, hey, hey, hey. Hey, baby, how's it going?
Hey, honey.
How's work?
That was fine until a little while ago.
What happened?
Kind of got written up.
You got written up again?
Yeah.
For what?
I mean, it's nothing. It's stupid. This customer called. They want to transfer 49 minutes. I must have hit, like, the years button or something. Because I accidentally wiped out her entire account.
You hit the wrong button and said that to take 48 years out of her account?
49.
49 years
mm-hmm.
of her account and wiped out her account?
That's correct.
You can do that?
It actually happens more than you would think.
I think that shouldn't happen, really.
Yeah.
Then what about the customer who's...
What about them?
Well, you've just wiped out their account,
mm-hmm.
which is their life.
Yeah.
What happens to the... What about... I mean, are you seeing...
Sweetie. Well, I guess a lot of the time, according to like what the tradition is, the customer's family will arrange what's called a funeral. Have you heard of that? And then the customer's body is placed in something we call coffin, and then buried in what's commonly known as a cemetery.
Oh, you're quite a little comedian, aren't you? Yeah, you should have your own. You should have your own show.
A podcast or something.
Yeah. Well, baby, I'm sorry you had such a crappy day at work. Do you want to go get some ice cream or something?
Yeah, I just gotta pee first. So.
Okay, I'll be
see you downstairs in a second.
I love
super.
You.
Ding,
she,
ding.
Ding, 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 because she killed the customer. What happened? You see, because it's in the future when...
We're going to get ice cream.
Yeah, because who gives a shit about the dead girl?
I don't.
Neither do
obviously.
I.
We're gonna get one more time, and then you guys. I just want to. How can people get a hold of your music?
They can, if they're in Portland, they can go to the little stores.
We have these things called stores. They have these things in them for sale called.
Well, and then I got a MySpace.
What's your MySpace?
/ Brian Free. There's a Y in Brian.
B-R-Y-A-N-F-R-E-E. Brian
and,
Free. It's a good name.
Thanks.
I'm not going to lie.
And they can get directed to CD Baby from there.
Oh, okay, cool.
And we got a new record that is totally done right now, and just kind of trying to look for some, I guess, financial support. I don't know if that means label. But so hopefully that will be out for people really soon. But yeah, there's
this, does that record have a title?
Yeah, it's called Each Other.
Each Other.
And there's a lot of people from around here played on it. Probably 15 to 20 different people around here.
Good
real
Portland
fun
band.
Real fun community of musicians played on it. So.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you very much. You guys are gonna play one more and kind of.
Do you have any live shows coming up that people could see you at?
I don't know when this is gonna be aired, but on the 27th, right before the Kiki show.
Oh.
We're playing
good...
at the White Eagle.
Oh. Where's the White Eagle?
In Russell.
Russell,
no,
Russell. Off Interstate.
Yeah. Russell Interstate. Okay.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
By the Widmer.
Kind of by Widmer.
Yeah.
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 Cool.
So
right.
Nice.
Well, thank you guys.
Thank you very
it's
much.
Been, yeah,
it's been a pleasure having them on the show. I would say that we've all been pleased.
How did everyone like Brian Free and Graham? Bless you both.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Please.
Closing out the show. Thank you everyone for coming to TikTok.
TikTok Radio Show.
Thanks
show 11.
Thanks for doing TikTok.
Hey, it's for you that we do it.
Alright, this is not slow.
But I would rather have you.